Good morning, YouTube and Facebook. Today is the 12th of August, 2019. The Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet he will have compassion. Lamentations 3:31 and 32. Fear not, fear thou not, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. I will make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Jeremiah 46:28. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercy I gather thee. In a little wrath did I hide my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. Isaiah 54:7-8. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. Good morning, Steve Fisher. Welcome aboard. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. Isaiah 54:10-11. I will fear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he pled my cause and executed judgment. He will bring forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Micah 7:9. Well, if it wasn't for the mercies of the Lord, we would be consumed, utterly consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Welcome aboard, Megbul Mukhai. Many people blaspheme God, take his name in vain, mock him. It says that they, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Psalm 2:1-12. You know, over the years, I have found the Psalms to be a tremendous record of great spiritual truth for all of God's people. And they not only provide comfort for the discouraged, but they also provide strong, clear, and concise doctrine for God's people. Many of the Psalms point to Christ and actually exemplify him They speak of his attributes, his character, his omnipotence. Psalm 8 exalts Christ and his name and shows him as one who ruleth over all of his creation. To the chief musician upon Gittith, the Psalm of David, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 8, 1 through 9. When the psalmist declares that thou hast put all things under his feet, that means all things and not some things. Psalm 10, 16 tells us, the Lord is king forever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Psalm 11, 5 through 6 says, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares and fire and brimstone and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out all those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Psalm 28, 8 through 12. So where did these theologians ever get the idea that God loves everyone? They certainly did not get it from the Bible. Those for whom were chosen before the foundation of the world, and those whom were quickened, born again by the Spirit of God, and those for whom God Christ died, are the only ones that God loves. In Psalm 28, 8, 9, we read, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Welcome aboard Keturai. Yes, sir. Hotnam. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. In contrast, we see in Psalm 29, 11, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Psalm 30, 16. We are not to be overly concerned with evildoers because we know that God will show his wrath upon them. Psalm 37, 1, 2, 9, and 13. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. So we can conclude that God has an elect chosen people and a people who never has been a part of the elect family of God. Two peoples. It's important to remind ourselves that there was war in heaven and the devil was cast down to the earth, bringing a third of the angels with him. This was all in the declared purposes of God. If God spared not the angels, will he spare those like Pharaoh, who he raised up for the very purpose of bringing him down and destroying him? Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Psalm 68, 1 through 2. Let their tables become a snare before them. And that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Psalm 69, 22. Why do we not hear this taught today? Why do not we hear these scriptures? Because we are told in the New Testament that there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will want their ears tickled. Smooth things. Many people today only tell people what they want to hear. We're told in Psalm 91, 7 through 8, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Psalm 94:23. But in contrast, we see the love shown to the people of God. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Psalm 94:14. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat, that they make them. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Psalm 115, 1 through 9. What a contrast from the people of God to those who have false gods and are into all kinds of idolatry. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. Psalm 118, 6 through 14. Excuse me. This should be the heart cry of every one of God's elect. Psalm 125, 1 through 3 says, a song of decrees, they that trust in God shall be as a Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Psalm 125, 2 through 3. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118, 1 through 17. We should never get tired of hearing the proclamation of the greatness of our God. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders in the midst of the O Egypt upon Pharaoh and upon all of his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for heritage unto Israel, his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 135, 2 through 21. You may ask the question, how can the psalmist glory in the fact that God smote the firstborn of Egypt and smote great nations and slew mighty kings? The answer is in verse 6 of the same chapter. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth and in the seas and in all deep places. The Lord hath made all things for himself, even the wicked for the day of evil. Proverbs 16:4. The question we must ask of those who so much hate this passage, does not God have the right to do with his own creation as he sees fit? What about God's control over kings? The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Proverbs 21:1. Of all the books of the Old Testament, except for the Psalms, the book of Isaiah has to be my favorite because the prophet Isaiah so exalts the supreme counsel of the Almighty God. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I will dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims among unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched my lips, thy lips. And thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not. See ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, Until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without a man, and the land be utterly desolate. Isaiah 6:1-11. What this signifies is that man's hope can only rest in the completed work of Christ, which was established in eternity by the eternal Godhead before creation, and cannot rest in the will, repentance, belief, or good works of man. Because all of these will not satisfy the perfect justice and righteousness of God. Only the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ can reconcile God's elect to himself. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah 53:4-11. Well, there are so many wonderful verses throughout the book of Isaiah. I just wanted to share a few of them with you this morning. They all point to the majestic power and glory of God alone. Thus saith God, the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, that cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and then that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not share. Will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. And I will bring the blind by the way, and they knew not. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Isaiah 42:5-10 and 16. chapter 43 draws such a bold line between those for whom God loves and those for whom he does not. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Since thou art precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. And I have showed when there was no strange God among you, and therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. No. To give drink to my people, my chosen, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise, but thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve me with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. In remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father has sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to 1-28. We see the prophet Isaiah continues this theme and becomes more and more emphatic about the electing power of God. Well, I'm going to stop there for this morning. And I have been reading out of this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, but He Does Love His Elect. from everlasting to everlasting. And it's been my experience that God is faithful. Even when we are not faithful, He's always faithful. He's a compassionate, a loving, forgiving God, showing mercy unto thousands, millions from every tongue, every people, and every nation. We look to His righteousness. We don't look to ourselves. For He is our righteousness. We're living under the New Testament, under the New Covenant, a new and better covenant, the covenant of grace. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. It's my prayer. God bless.